I think we're on Vav Amud Beis, is it?
No, Zayin
Amud Beis, is it? Yes, you're correct. Sorry, Zayin Amud Beis. We already saw Rus. We saw this Tarbus Ram. We saw Mizmor LeDavid. Right. Oh, it was Mutrit LeHizgaris B'Rishayim B'Elamazah. That's what we were up to. That it's permitted to tangle with Rishayim in this world. I, the Pasuk of Tizchar, it means Adrabba. That means don't want to become like them. So we're up to Vaham Rabbi Yitzchakim or Isu Rasha Shahasha Misachek Eslai. That if a person sees a Rasha that's having good fortune, that the Shah is smiling upon him, so it's an expression that he's having, you know, things are going his way, then Altis Garaboy, do not mess with him. Shenemar, Yachilu Durachav Bechaleis, his ways will be set, and it's talking about a Rasha. But then that Pasuk continues that, not only that, but he will be Zoicha in Din. If you go to Din with him, he will win. Shenemar, Miroi Mishpatecha, Mar Mishpatecha Minekde, we will lift up Din again, from against him. In other words, he'll win in Din. But he will see his enemies be vanquished. Shenemar, Kolzer Rav Yafichbem, he will able to blow away all of his enemies. So the Gemara says, Loi Kasha. It depends on what you're fighting about. If it's because he's taking your parking spot, and so then you can't fight with him, he's not going to win. But if it's because he is putting out, you know, he's leading kids off the derech, or he's doing improper things, so then you could fight with him. Alternatively, the Gemara explains the stira as Hava Haba Mili Dishmaya. Both the first pasuk, which says that you are allowed to tangle with the Rishayim, and the second pasuk, which Rabbi Yochanan explained means you can't tangle with the Rishayim, are with regards to his doing inappropriate stuff, doing averis. Veloi kasha Haba Rosh Hashanah. But it depends. If you see fortune smiling his way, then it's taka not kedai to mess with him, even if it's Bamili Dishmaya. Here's with a time that here's with a Russia that doesn't seem to have extra good fortune. A third answer. Alternatively, we're talking about a Russia that is having a good fortune. It depends on who you are. If you taka are completely righteous, so then Hashem will let you win over the Russia, no matter what he is doing or whatever. But the second pasuk, which says don't mess with him, is referring to a tzaddik that is not a completely righteous individual. The Amr of Huna, and the Gemara sources this difference from the following stira of Rav Huna. Rav Huna says, "My lips, what does it say in the pasuk? Lama tamet boigdim? Why are tacharish bebala rasha tzaddik menu? Why are we staring on and staying quiet when a rasha swallows a tzaddik?" A tzaddik. V'chi Rasha b'li a tzaddik. Questions of Huna. Is a Rasha going to swallow a tzaddik? V'haksiv, it says, Hashem lo ya'azvenu b'yada. Hashem will not leave a tzaddik to be eaten up by Rasha. And another pasuk, V'chsiv lo ya'una l'tzaddik kol oin. No, bad things will not happen to a tzaddik. Ella answers Rav Huna. It depends on who you are. Tzaddik mimenu b'leya. A tzaddik, if he's just more righteous than the Rasha, so then indeed the Rasha might be able to win over him. But a tzaddik gamor, a tzaddik, a completely righteous individual, einay b'leya, this Rasha will not win over.
How do you define a complete tzaddik?
Unfortunately, probably like a complete tzaddik. So, but, you know, somebody who is, I doubt it means just that he has more.
I'll say that there's no one that doesn't do right. Any aveva, so.
That's a good question.
A complete tzaddik would be somebody who doesn't do any averus, but you don't have such a individual.
Right, there are four individuals in history like that.
Right. Even Moshe Rabbeinu did averus.
Right.
The right is if he can be solved by
I know, but then the question is taking the risk to do that. Right. I had similar auras. You know, whether or not that's a... I had similar auras. That's a... I'm not sure. I'm not sure exactly how to... Because you're right. Otherwise, this is barely, it really... makes the whole Gemara, you know. Yes.
Where are we holding, Rabbi? I'm sorry.
Excellent question, Rabbi Shimon. Zayin Amud Beis, 7b.
Zayin Beis, okay. How far
down? I would say we are approximately 7 lines from the bottom. First word on the line is Shani.
Thank you very much. I'm sorry about
you. No problem. We're about to start the seventh line of the Barakhti. Alternatively, this stira to Rabun is also that if it's a Shah Mesachekis Loi, then in a Chanami, it's different. Sometimes Roshoim have everything smiling on their way. Like we see, I'm saying certain, sometimes the Wheel of Fortune goes in his way, and that's only because the Rabbeinu Shalom is giving him a special mazel. But at the same time, then it's not kedai to mess with him. That's basically, it would be a similar, this would be similar to the second answer we gave before. Okay, but I'm Rabbi Yechida, but it's a valid question, exactly what is considered a tzaddik gomor according to that answer. Anybody who has a specific makim for his tefillah, oyavov noiflim tachtav, his enemies will fall under him. Shenemar v'samti makim la'ami liYisrael, as it says, I gave a place for my nation, for Klal Yisrael unatativ, and we planted it there. V'shachin tachtav v'lo yirguzu, and they will not have any more fights. And the Bnei Avla, the bad people, will not be able to bother him anymore. Kasher Brishana, as they did at the first time. Rav Huna Rami Ksiva. Rav Huna says, interesting. First, in the first pasuk, it says, the pasuk that we just read, it says, and the Bnei Avla will not be allowed to la'anoisoi anymore. The end of that pasuk reads la'anoisoi. Yet, in a similar pasuk, that pasuk was in Shmuel. But in a similar pasuk, when recounting the similar promise from Hashem in Divrei Hayamim repeats a lot of the instances and promises of Tanakh. So when quoting that pasuk, usually with a little difference, the question is, the second time it's written is, the other people will not be able to destroy you. First it says, they won't be able to bother you, and it says, they won't be able to destroy you. So the Gemara says, because what happened was, Betchila, when Klal Yisrael was doing really good, so Hashem's promise was that the other people won't even be able to bother you. However, once people started to do okay, they were no longer the perfect nation, so then the promise only protected from destruction, but it didn't protect from being bothered. Good morning. Somebody who is mishamish and works for Torah is greater than he who learns it. Now, and I think this would mean that if you're mishamish and you learn, meaning that and learns by being mishamish. For example, somebody who goes ahead and is the shamish, or in Chassidish we call it the mashbak of the rebbe or the rav or whatever. And why? Because while helping him and getting off his coat and staying around him and everything, you learn a whole bunch of things. So you're also learning, but you're also being mishamish. Why? What's the proof? Shenemar, as it states, Poi Elisha ben Shafat, Asher Yitzak Maim Al Yidei Elio. Here is Elisha, who used to be able to pour water for Elio. So we see that it doesn't say Limud Lo Nemar. It doesn't say that he learned from Elio, which he did, but rather it says his praises as Yitzak Milamed Shegedo. It says that he used to pour water for them. Milamed, we see Shegedoila Shimusha Yosem Milimuda, that it is greater to serve better than to learn.
I don't see that from the pasuk at
all. Why?
It only tells you that he was.
I know, but that
doesn't mean.
I know, but it's saying the praises.
Greater.
No, but it's saying the praises. It would have chosen to choose the best praise. You're gonna bring out what's the best thing you could about a person. Good morning. You're gonna try to bring out the best praise. So, harping on that one shows us that it's the most admirable thing about him. Omar le Rabbi Yitzchak le Rav Nachman. My time aloy osimar le Beit Knishta. Rabbi Yitzchak asked Rav Nachman, how come you don't come to shul anymore? Letzluya to daven. Omar le, he responded, lo yachilna, I can't hold, I'm too old, I can't anymore. Omar le, so then at least you should daven with a minion in your house. Omar le kanfi, you should gather lamar for you, asara, 10 people, velitzli, and daven. Omar Leh, he responded, Tricha li milsa. No, it's too much of a tercha. Every morning standing in front of my front yard and saying, Atzender, Atzender, I can't do that. It's too hard. So, v'leima leimar, l'shlucha de tzibura. So at least you should try to daven at the same time as the minion that you usually daven in. So send a message, l'shlucha de tzibura, send a v'leima leimar, you should say, l'shlucha de tzibura, to the shliach tzibur, be'idna dematz li tzibura, at the time that the tzibur is davening, leisa, you should come v'loidia lamar, and inform me. So this way, I'll be able to daven at the same time as the tzibur, at least. Fine, you can't come to shul. And you can't have people come to your house. But at least, daven at the same time as we do. Amalei, my kuli hai, why is, what's the big deal? I'm davening. Chill. Who cares that it's not at the same time, not with a minion? Amalei, and this conversation, I'm sure, happened with hundreds of high schoolers. No, I'm kidding. Amalei, da amar rabbi yechon, b'shim, b'shim, b'chai, maidich siv, v'ani filasi l'cha es ratzayin. That it says, what does it say in the pasuk? Va'ani tfilasi l'cha es ratzon, my tfila to Hashem at an es ratzon. Emasai es ratzon. What is considered an es ratzon? An opportune time to daven to Hashem. B'shosh at tzibur mispalalin. When the tzibur is mispalalim. So you should daven with the tzibur. And if you can't, at least daven at that time. And therefore, and it probably means the tzibur that you usually daven with. Otherwise, the chance of not having a tzibur on the planet davening mincha at all times of the day is small. So it probably means that the tzibur that you usually daven with. But what we see from that pasuk is that there are more opportune and less opportune times to daven. And when is that? The Gemara explains, we see that that is talking about when the tzibur is davening. We don't see anything about the tzibur davening in the pasuk. All we see in the pasuk is that there are more and less opportune times. But the Gemara explains that as the opportune times is when the tzibur is davening. Person wants his tefillas answered. We're having now a chassan, and his father's makbid that he davens tefillah mincha on Erev Shabbos. Mincha on his chasana with a minion. So he came to me to ask. I should tell his father, you don't need to. You don't need to. And I just learned this Gemara. I'm like, actually, I think your father's right, but you know, you should daven with a minion. But so find a 12:30 minion and daven in the back, and then you can daven much longer. But it's kedai. At least you start off your minion, you get an eitz ratzon. Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Chanina, Amar Mehach. Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Chanina said from here, Koyamar Hashem be'eitz ratzon inisicha. So says Hashem be'eitz ratzon during the eitz ratzon, during the opportune time of davening, inisicha, I will answer you. Rav Acha Bray. So he sourced it from a different place, but same idea. Rav Acha, Rabbi Chanina, Amar Mehach. That there is an eitz ratzon from the following place, but here we actually see the tefillah b'tzibur aspect of it. Hein kel kaber v'lo yimas. Kaber is a lashon of a rabbim. So hein kel kaber v'lo yimas. It is like the tefillah of the rabbim. Hashem is not going to be. It will not be disgusting to him. V'chsev p'day b'shalom nafshi mikerav li ki berabim hayu imadi. P'day b'shalom nafshi mikerav li ki berabim hayu imadi. Redeem my soul from mikerav li, from these things that are going against me. And ki berabim hayu imadi, because many people are with me. So you see the strength in numbers with davening. Tani Namihach, we have a braisa that repeats these things. Rabbi Nassan Amar Minayin Chein HaKadosh Baruch Hu Moyes B'tfilas and Shal Rabbim. How do we know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not disgusted by the tefillas of the Rabbim? Shenemar, as it states, Hein Kel Kaber V'lo Yimas, the same pasuk as before, the tefillas of the Rabbim Hashem is not disgusted with. V'ksiv B'dei B'shalom Nafshi, redeem me, mikarvli, from all these things that go against me. And the next words are the Iker, as it says, Ki B'Rabbim Hayu Imadi, so V'Goymer. Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Gemara now gives a different explanation for that last pasuk. My b'day b'shalom nafshi. What does that mean? Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, kol ha'oisik b'teira u'b'gemilas hasadam, whoever works in teira and in gemilas hasadam, u'mispal l'matzibor, and davens with a minion, ma'ale ani alav, I considered it as if, p'de'aini li u'levni mibein u'masaylam. It is as if he redeemed Hashem and his children, Kal Yisrael, from amongst the nations. That's what that pasuk. That's the full pasuk. That's the full explanation of the pasuk. Why? Because it says "Pidei b'shalim." What's shalim? Shalim is Torah, as it says "B'chol nasivas shalim." And gemilas chasadim is also shalim because it brings peace to the world. So "Pidei b'shalim," as it says, so "Pidei b'shalim nafshi." Pidei, redeem my soul. Hashem is saying, redeem my soul with your peace by learning Torah and doing gemilas chasadim. Amarish Lakish Kamishesh the Basak Knesses be Ira, anybody who has a shul in his city, in his neighborhood. The Ain Nichnes Shamli Hisbal, and he does not go there to Davin. Nikra Shochin Ra, he's considered a bad neighbor. And Lamaisa, Halacha Lamaisa, we paskin that if you need it within 18 minutes. If you have a minion within 18 minutes and it takes within 18 minutes to get there, so then you should go to Davin with the minion. So sometimes if you're like you know there's an 10:30 or 11 o'clock at Chicago Center. So if it's 10:12, then you can't daven Ma'ariv because you have to go to the minyan. But if it's 10:11, quickly start. Sometimes you have to. It's 10:12. You're like, oh, I can't start anymore. So you get busy with something, and then it's 10:32. The next minyan is more than 18 minutes away. Now I can quickly daven. But it's not better not to do that. It's the best idea would be to daven with a minyan. But if you're within 18 minutes, then you should go to the minyan. No, it's within 18 minutes. If it also is travel time, then yeah. But it's also time, I'm saying. It is travel time.
Right, so I thought the waiting time is not counted. You're saying the waiting time
is not counted. Yeah, I don't have to wait 4 hours for a minion. It's the same 18 minutes. If it's annoying you for 18 minutes, that's what it is. It's called a shochin rashi. Nemar koyamar Hashem al kol shochni haroim hanoigim benachla. So it says Hashem al kol shochni haroim on all these bad neighbors hanoigim that you know it literally means touch, but in this case touch in a bad way, like they tamper with benachla. Asher hin chalti es ami es Yisrael with the nachla which I bequeathed to Klal Yisrael. So how do they tamper with it? The Gemara is explaining that tampering it with it is by not attending the minyan. Not only that, but the pasuk continues that it will cause galus to him and his kids, as it states, "Shenemar hinini noitcha me'al admasam." I will remove them from the land as Beis Yehuda etesh miteichem, and I will take Beis Yehuda from them. So that's the end of that pasuk. And again, the pasuk is, and Gemara is explaining that pasuk is referring to somebody who doesn't show up to a minyan. They're noigim benachala. Overlay the Rabbi Yechanan, ikasabi bebavel. They told Rabbi Yechanan, you know, there's a lot of old people in Bavel. Big nursing home business there. Tama va'amar, he was surprised. And he said, but it says, Laman yirbu yimeichem v'yimevenechem al ho'adama. It says so that you'll have old, long life in Eretz Yisrael. It says, k'siv. Ava b'chutz la'aretz la'aretz. It doesn't say anything about having long life in chutz la'aretz. How do they get so old over there? Since they told him that Mekadmi Umechashchi Lebei Kanishta, since they told him that he always used to they come early and they stay late in the shul, Amar he said Hainu Da Ahanile. That's the thing that helps them. Kida Amar Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi, like Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi said, Lebenei to his children, Kedimu, go to shul early, Vechashichu, and stay at shul late, Va'aili Lebei Kanishta, and Kedimu v'chashicha v'ayel v'kenishta. Go to shul early and stay in shul late. Kihechi, so that the Torah chuchaya, that the Torah will keep you alive. And of course, I believe we're makayim that with the 6 o'clock thing. Amar v'achab Rabbi Chanina, my crow, what does it say in the pasuk? Ashve adam shemei ali l'shaked al dol soisai. Happy is the person who listens to me to shaked al dol soisai, who becomes b'shkida. He's constantly comes on my door. Yoyim lishmar mezuzas pizchai to guard the doorway, but that means to come in. And it's because he who finds it will find life. So the one who comes early will find life. And the best example of the early bird gets the worm. Amar Rav Chisda, La'olam yachnis adam shnei psachim b'beis ha'knesses. A person should always enter in the base of Medrash two doorways. Gemara says shnei psachim b'sagadeh, two doorways. What does that mean? Ela'ema shi'or shnei psachim. It means when you come into the base of Medrash, don't stand right next to the door as if like you're forced to be here and you can't wait to escape. Come in the shi'or of two doorways, which is about 8 amas, or probably less actually. Probably 2 amas, probably 4 amas. Eight tefachim is a doorway?
No,
four tefachim? What does it say? Where do you see the eight tefachim?
The one she does, four tefachim is a doorway, and the one she does, 4 amas is a doorway.
Where do you see that? Oh, in your Gemara?
Yeah.
Okay, fine. All right, so that's eight tefachim. So at least eight tefachim. And afterwards, you should daven. Oh, okay, fine. Let's see that. Okay. Very good. Excellent. What was the second she done? Let's see. Shir shnei psachim pirish begun to shir beis psachim mamish tarach likanes the beis likanes the shir roichiv then we say ches amas. I will say ene. Oh, I was right at least with the ches amas. He doesn't like it. What?
It says
Yeah. All right. Okay. At least I got one right. This on this next Gemara says on this you should daven for every day. A chassid should daven for every day. Le'es mitzvay. What's this le'es mitzvay that you should daven for every day? A person should daven every day for. Amar v'chanina le'es mitzvay zu isha. This is a person should daven to get for a wife to get married. Shenemar matz for a good wife. Shenemar, as it says, where do you see the word matzah mean a wife? Because it says matzah isha matzah type. A person who finds a good wife, he finds goodness.
So someone who's already married.
So, I would say one of two things. First of all, this could be back then when they married more than one person. So you could always add on a good wife. Alternatively, you could always change the wife to being good. A matzah is a person could change from being bad to being good. So, but what will make a person happy? Having a good wife. So even if a person married an okay wife. But she could turn into being an amazing wife with tefillah. So it could be that even applies even for a married person. But certainly it applies to an unmarried person as kedai to add on to the tefillah every day. Even if you're young.
Even if you're old.
Even if you're old. But even if you're young. If you're old, it's pajit. But my Rava, ki nasiv inish itita in the Yerushalayim, in Eretz Yisrael, ki nasiv inish itita, when a person used to get married, ki nasiv inish, when a man used to marry itita, a woman, Amri Lei, they told him, hachi, they told him the next day, matza oy maitza, did you, they asked him, matza oy maitza, why? Because there's a pasuk matza that refers to a good wife, and there's a pasuk maitza that refers to a bad wife. So the next day, they used to ask him, matza oy maitza, in other words, matzah, dechsev, matzah isha, matzah taiv. Matzah, did you find? How is your wife? Is she a good wife? As it states in the pasuk, matzah isha, matzah taiv. V'yapik ritzoyin mei Hashem. Or matzah, dechsev, umaitzah animar mimavis, esa isha. I find worse than death, more bitter than death, is a woman who's a bad wife. So, of course, there's a lot of Sheva Brachos Torah about this, but it's the yenta of the town coming to Shmuz the next morning. Like, oh, so nu, how is your wife? Is she good? Is she bad? But, one of the classic drushes they say about this is matzah isha matzah taif. Somebody who finds the woman, he finds good, meaning he finds the other person, and he makes the other person, so then he finds good. But maitzah is, did you find yourself? Umaitzah ani. If a person finds himself, and all he cares about is himself, then that's marmi mavis. That's the classic explanation they give. Okay, Rab Nassan says, le'es matzoy zu taira. But it's not the Pashup Shad. The Pashup Shad is it was the end of the town coming over and saying, Nu, how's your wife? Rav Nazan Amar, Le'es Mitzoy Zu Taira. At the Le'es Mitzoy Zu Taira. What does it mean? What does it mean a person should daven every day to find this thing? It is Taira. Shenemar ki Moitza'a Moitza'chaim, because the person who finds it finds life. Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak Amar, a third explanation, Le'es Mitzoy Zu Misa. This is a person should be asking for death, meaning he should be asking for a good death, an easy death. Because everybody's got to go sometime. Shenemar, as it states in the Pasuk, la maves taitzois, using the word taitzois, which is similar to matzah, and in conjunction with la maves, therefore, that's what it means before when it says that you should be davening for an easy death. Tani namihach, we have a brisa like this, third version. Chame ois ushloisha mine misa nivru ubalim. There are 903 ways a person could die. I don't know if it means like getting hit by a cement truck and getting hit by a train are different. It could be, but I'm not exactly sure. You know, maybe skila and cement truck is the same thing. So I'm not sure exactly what it means, 903. But shenemar, as it says, la mavis toitzois, and toitzois is bigematria hachiavi. So we see the Gemara also uses gematria. We're going to see throughout Shas, gematria is used every now and then. So the gematria of toitzois is 903, and mevela, there are 903 ways to die. The worst way to die is by contracting the disease of Ascara. Kasha Shabakula, and the worst one is Ascara, is the disease Ascara, which involves choking the guy from the inside. His insides swell up and eventually choke him out of air. Rashi gives the word Ishtran, entranglement, Balaz. That's a disease that swells up the insides. I don't know what the article translates it as. Anything? What do they say?
Diphtheria.
Okay.
Exactly what you're saying.
And Nicha Shebekulin, the easiest one is the Misa of Neshika, which Moshe Rabbeinu had, Miriam had, and how is that? Askara the death of Askara is damya kechizra begavava da amra. It is like a thorn in a clump of wool. Dula achayre nishra, that you have to yank it out, and along comes some hairs with it when you yank it out. That's what it's like to get the neshama out of a person as he dies from askara. The ikid amrei, a different example of getting the neshama out, is kipitura bepiveshet. Is like getting, if you have like a rope and you put a knot at the end of the rope and it's the rope, that boat that, you know, you put through a boat. So if you want to yank that rope out of the boat, it's a very difficult yank. And that is the pain of a person dying with having his neshama leave him. That's what it's like to pull the neshama out of a person dying from askara. Neshika, on the other hand, is damya. It is like kemishcha banisa mechaba. It is like the easy pulling of a hair out of milk. Okay. So a person should daven for a good death. An easy death. Rabbi Yechanan Amar Le'ez Metzoy Zu Kvura. This is davening for a good burial. Amar Rav Chanina Maikra, what does it say in the Pasuk? Ha'samechem alai gil yosisu ki yimtzu'u kever. These people are happy and joyous because they found a burial plot. Amar Abba Bar Rav Shila, Hainu Da'amri Inchi, this is what people say, Liboy Inish Rachami, a person should ask for mercy, afilu ad zibula basraiso, until Shalma, until the last shovelful is completed. Meaning, he's got to have good mazel, Hashem should help him until everything is on this planet is finished. Mazutra Amar, fifth explanation, Amar, Le'ez Metzoy Zebeis HaKisei, this is having a easy access to a good bathroom. And this is because back in the day, even though nowadays also, we just don't realize how lucky we are to have good bathrooms. But back in the day, when you used to have to go to an outhouse, and if you were in the middle of a city, sometimes a bathroom break could mean a 5-mile walk. And then you had to contend with wolves and spiders and cold and who knows what. So bathroom was like a very difficult part of the day for the human breed, until we invented indoor plumbing. And then you have fancy bathrooms. So we don't realize just exactly how lucky we are to have bathrooms over here. Amri b'marava hadamar zutra. This explanation of marzutra is adifa mikulu, is the best of the explanations. Can you please tell me some of the amazing things that they said over the name of Rav Chisda, the Mili de Beit Knishta, about shuls? So he said over this following, Rav Chisda said the following thing. What does it say in the following pasuk? Oyev Hashem Sha'ar Yitzia Mikol Mishkanos Yaakov. Hashem says, I love the Sha'ar Yitzia and the Gates of Mikol from all of the Mishkanos, the neighbors of Yaakov. Oyev Hashem Sha'ar Mamatzuyanim Alach. Hashem is saying, I love these shuls that are mitzuyanim b'halacha, that learn halacha every day. More than bati knisiyos, more than shuls and bati midrashim. V'ahainu da'amar Rav Chiya bar Ami mishmei du'ulam miyoyim shechara Beis HaMikdash, from the time the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, ein la kadosh baruch hu ba'ilamai ela arba amas shel halacha b'vara. Kadosh baruch hu only has the 4 amas of halacha. And nowadays, I believe we say that our learning has the status of learning halacha, because we learn it, we gain our methods of life from here. So including this base medrash. So I always say we're good halachas here. V'amar Abaya. Abaya says, Meiresh have garisna begav besa. Originally, have garisna, I used to learn begav besa in my house. Umatzlina bebate knishta. And I used to dava, I used to go to shul to dava. However, kevin de shamana lahada amar Rav Chiya bar Ami mishmei de Ula. Once I heard this statement of Rav Chiya bar Ami in the name of Ula, that miyom shachar of Beis Hamikdash, that from the day the Beis Hamikdash was destroyed, ein la kadosh baruch hu ba'ilamai ela arba amas shel halacha b'vada, that kadosh baruch hu only has the 4 amas of halacha. So, in other words, the place that I'm learning, that's where Hashem is, and He likes it better than the Bete Knishtis, better than the shuls. So then, lo yavim etzlina, I only daven ela hechad de garisna, the place that I learned. And in fact, Rav Matisyahu Solomon famously said that if a person has a choice to daven at the Kaisel or to daven by his shtender, it's much better to daven by his shtender. Coming from this Gemara. So that's another halacha lemaisa we see from our Gemaras. That a person should not trivialize davening in yeshiva. Davening in yeshiva, that's why sometimes people daven in yeshiva or a regular shul. It's much better to daven in a yeshiva, and certainly the yeshiva that you learn in. It'd be much better to daven in this in a room that is being learned in. Rav Matisyahu said that Baraba many times, that better down by the standard than the Kaisel. Rabbi Ami and Rabbi Asi, Afal Kaf, the Havilei Tleser, Bei Kenishta, Bei Tiberia, Rabbi Ami and Rabbi Asi, even though they had 13 shuls in Tiberia, Loi Matzli, Elabeni, Amude, Hechi, the Havigarasi, they only davened in between the pillars, in other words, in the shul, the where they learned. Same idea. V'amar Rabbi Bar Ami, Mishmei, the Ula Godol, Anehenem, Yegioi, greater is one who gets who reaps the benefits of his produce, Yosem Yorei Shemaim, more than a Yorei Shemaim. The way the Goyin explains this Gemara is a famous Gemara is that if a person works to the point that he's no longer affected by taiva, let's say a person, there's two people, one of them has taiva, one of them works and works until he's no longer affected by the taiva. So now he has an easier life. So even though it's much easier, one person who's totally, he's no longer affected, it's not hard for him to pass the girl in the street. And this person who is still fighting, he does struggle. So who gets more schar at the end of the day? This Gemara says, according to the Kohen, that Gadol Hanena, that it says more about the person who worked until he no longer has that taiva, Yoyser mi Yorei Shemayim, more than a person who passes the person with Yorei Shemayim. The ilu gabi yorei shemayim, because by the yorei shemayim it says k'siv asher ish yorei es Hashem, happy is the person who's yorei es Hashem. Vilu gabi nehenem miyegiyah, but the person who is reaping the benefits of his labor explains the goyin that it means somebody who already passed that nisoyin. K'siv yagiyah kapecha kisoicha, when you eat the work of your hands. Ashrecha v'toyvlach, not only ashrei but also toyvlach. Ashrecha ba'olam hazeh v'toyvlach l'olam haba. The gabi yorei shemayim v'toyvlach l'ksiv, it doesn't say v'toyvlach. Now, obviously, he's getting Olam Haba, but exactly. Also, all the depths of each of these Gemaras will take a full shiur, each and of its, each line by itself. But again, we're getting a brief taste of everything. But that's the basic idea according to the Goyin. I believe there's Marsha who says differently, but I forget what he says. V'amar b'chia bar am mishmei du'ula le'olam yidor adam b'makayim. Rabbi, a person should dwell in the neighborhood of his Rebbe. She calls man to Shimi ben Geira Kayim, Shimi ben Geira, who was the Rebbe of Shlomo HaMelech. He taught him things. Kozman, he was around. Loi Nosa Shlomo as Bas Parai. Shlomo was too fearful or whatever to marry the Bas Parai. And after Shimi ben Geira left, then Shlomo married Bas Parai. Now he did it with a good cheshbon, but Lamaisa was considered an Aveira. V'hatanya al Yidar, it says, don't live b'makim Rabbi. Gemara says, Lakasha, no question. How the Kaifle, how the Lakaifle? It depends if you're subordinate to him or not. If you're not listening to him, then it's Takanat Kedai. But if you are listening to him, then it's Kedai. Amar of Huna Bar Yehuda, Amar of Menachem, Amar of Yami. Maidachsev, what does it say in the Pasuk? Ve'oyiz ve'Hashem yichalu, those who leave Hashem will get destroyed. This is referring to Zehamayniach Sefer Torah V'yoytzi. This is somebody who leaves a base medrash while the Sefer Torah is open and being read. That's why if you ever see somebody who, let's say, by mistake or whatever, or is in the shul during Kriyas HaTorah, he won't leave until the aliyah is over. A person shouldn't leave when the Sefer Torah is being read. Even if you already davened. Rabbi Avohu Nafik Ben Gavar L'Gavar, Rabbi Yanohu used to leave in while the people they're switching people for aliyahs. Boyera Papa Ben Psuka L'Psuka Mahu. Back in the day, the way they used to lay in the Torah was they used to read the Torah, and then they used to have a person translate pasuk by pasuk. So, while the person is translating the Torah, are you allowed to leave? Nowadays, it's not okay anymore. And the Gemara says teku. Rav Sheshes Mahadar Ape. Rav Sheshes used to turn away his face vigorous and learn his own thing. He didn't leave, but he busied himself with his own thing. And Amar Anan Bedidon V'Inhu Bedidu. I'm learning my thing. They're learning their thing. Nowadays, we say that a person should not learn unless he is doing Steinmaker Echa Targum during the laning. Amar Huna Bar Yehuda, Amar Avi Ami, La'olam Yashlim Adam Parshiyos Ve'Matzibur Shteimikar Ve'Chatargam. A person should complete the Parshiyos with the Tzibur every week, reading the Chumash twice and the Targum once. This is one line in Maseches Brachos, and that's the Mishnah of Shteimikar Ve'Chatargam. Va'afilu Ataros V'Divin, even the words Ataros V'Divin, which don't have a Targum, you should still read the Targum of them. Shekol HaMashlim Parashiyos V'Matzibur, because whoever completes the Parashiyos with the Tzibur, Ma'arichin Lo Yom Avu Shnoisov, they extend his days and years. Rabbi Vibarabaya Sover La'ashlaminu L'Parashiyosa D'Kulei Shata. Rabbi Vibarabaya wanted to finish, he wanted to do Shteimikar Ve'Chatargum, but he didn't do it every day or every week, so he did the entire thing on Erev Yom Kippur. The Maile Yom Kippur. He says, listen, I have an extra day here. Everybody's left for, yeshiva. Let me do everything on Erev Yom Kippur. However, if you're reading the entire Chumash twice on Erev Yom Kippur, you're not going to have time to eat. Tana lechia bar Rav midifti ksiv ve'inisem es nafshei sechem. It says in the pasuk, and you will put yourself through pain. Betisha lechayus on the 9th of the month, be'erev at the evening. V'chi betisha mesanin. You don't fast on the 9th. V'haloi ba'asara mesanin. You fast on the 10th. That's Yom Kippur. To tell you that if you eat on the ninth, if you eat on the ninth, ma'ale alava kasev, the Torah treats it ki'ilu as if misana chi'i basiri. It is as if you fasted on the 9th and 10th back to back. What's the chiddush of 9th and 10th? Just say it's as if you fasted. Torah says because it makes the ten, obviously fasting the second day in a row is much more painful than just fasting one day in a row. So it makes the 10th day as if you fasted yesterday. So not only did you fast yesterday, but today you're fasting a double fast. That's much better than a one-day fast. Most people can last one fast, no problem. But 2 days, that already you got to be a special person for. So it's as if you fasted 2 days in a row. So he decided, okay, I can't do it on the last day. Let me do it on the first day. Instead, I'll do it on the day right after Simchas Torah. I'll do the entire Chumash then. Amalei Ahu Saba, an elderly person, told him, Tanina, it says in the Mishnah, Ubavad Shlo Yaktim Vishlo Yacher. Don't do it too early, don't do it too late. Do it on that Shabbos. Could the Amalei Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi lebenei, as Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi said to his child, Ashlimu Parshiu Saichu ima Tzibor, finish the Parshias with the Tzibor, Shnai Mikra Ve'echad Targum. That was one thing he told him. Other things he told him was,
what does it mean? You need to do it at the time they're laying the Torah?
No, not at the time, but with the week by week. Sometimes during the week.
That's what it means with the Tzibor, week by week.
Yeah. While the Tzibor is doing it. Vehizaru bevaridin ki Rabbi Yehuda. Make sure that when shechting an animal, you shecht the, and this is by the way, birds, davka. When you shecht the bird, that you shecht the vein, the arteries, the blood vessels as well. Because technically, all you have to do to shecht an animal is the trachea and the esophagus, which is one of my big kashas on those rishonim, the chinuch, who say that the reason why the Hashem says davka shchita is because you need, it's the quickest way to kill the animal. You don't need to cut the veridin. You could take as long as it's smooth, you could take the end of this table and slowly saw away at the trachea and the esophagus of an animal. It could take the whole day and then let it die that way, and it's kosher. As soon as you saw through half of the trachea and the esophagus, that's a kosher shchita. Sechting the veridin have nothing to do with the act of shchita. It happens to be that if you do a nice slice, it will also cut the veridin, and it might cause the animal to black out quicker. But that's not part of the shchita. And even over here, when it says it, it means davka by birds. But by animals, there's absolutely no Indian in cutting the blood. By carbonus, you have to, because you need the blood of a carbon. But we're not doing carbonus here. So it always bothered me that they say that's the pshat, because it blacks out quicker. It's mamash not the pshat. I mean, I can't argue on him, but that's my kash on him. But nevertheless, Rabbi Yehuda says, by birds, it's best to shecht the veridin. Since you're going to roast the bird whole, so it helps the... If you don't do that, then there's too much blood inside the body. But it has nothing to do with making a blackout. It's nan, as it states, Rabbi Yehuda holds that you have to shecht the veridin by a bird. And a third thing he told him is, be careful with an elderly person that forgot his learning. That he forgot his learning because he just got too old. The amrinan, because it states, luchas v'shivrei luchas munachas baron, because both the luchas and the broken luchas were in the aron. So we see that even though they were broken, they were still treated with respect. They were in the kodesh kodashim. So too, an elderly gadol who lost his learning, you have to still treat with respect. Amalehu Rava lebnei, Rava said to his child, Kisha'atem choitchin basar, when you cut the meat, al tichtichu al gav hayad, do not cut it on your hand. Do not cut it with it in your hand. Yigid amrishim sakana, some say because you might come to cut your hand, a deep cut. Yigid amrishim kilkul suda, or even, some say no, even if it's going to be a small cut, it's still going to be gross. Even if it's a small bleeding, like, oh, don't worry, just it's a band-aid. Yeah, but that's my meat. I'll be eating somewhere else today. Va'al tashuvu amitas aramis, do not sit on the bed of an aramis. The Gemara is going to explain what that means. Va'al ta'avru acharei beis hakneses, and do not walk past a shul b'shashet tzibur mispalim, and the Gemara will give qualifications for that also. So let's start with number two. Va'al tashuvu amitas aramis, do not sit on the bed of an Armenian woman. Why not? Igid amru loy tiganu b'loy kriya shema. There are those that say do not sleep without kriya shema, and if you sleep on, if you go to sleep with that, it's like as if you were sleeping on an Armenian woman's bed. There are those that say that it means do not marry a giyores. Several different explanations are given for this. One of the explanations is because I don't know what art school says, but it would be a good idea to look at it. But it would be because, so the explanation that's standardly given is because we know that a ger, it means something to them. You're not allowed to make fun of goyim in front of a ger up until 10 generations down. Because it still means something to them. So if it still means something to them, so then lav dafki, you want to get involved. That's... But Lamaisa, I know many instances where, just off the record, I know many instances where Gedolim were asked to marry a Geras and they said 100% it's a good idea. Yeah, but it doesn't mean, you should love a Geras, but it doesn't mean you should have to get married. That's. But
the opposite, I mean, this sounds like exclusionary.
I know, I'll tell you, my friend asked another Minsker Rebbe, he said, listen, you're telling people, he was a good boy in learning, and he said, Rebbe Minsker said, listen, you have to marry a girl, you got to marry somebody who has money, because otherwise, how are you going to plan on staying learning? So, he's like, well, what are the poor girls going to do? He says, it's not your geschäft. You have to like them, they're part of Klal Yisrael, but if you practically want to sit and learn, then it's got to be practical. So, I hear that you have to love them, but it doesn't mean that you have to go ahead and be the knight in shining armor for them. Akoponim, I mean, it's...
He was talking about halacha, after the mashkaf and halacha,
right.
We're talking about individuals' eighth of what he should do.
Right.
It's an interesting attitude that the Chazal are proposing here.
Why? I mean, let's assume that it's the explanations like I'm saying, then what? At the end of the day, you should love them, but it doesn't mean that you should go ahead and that you have to marry them. Okay. It's a... But, yeah?
It's a simple answer. Mm-hmm. Because he's saying that it's... They're offering instructions to their son. Mm-hmm. So the art school says that the Rava and his sons were Kohanim, so they shouldn't marry a convert.
Okay. Okay. That's why I said we should look at what art school says. But I don't. It's not usually right. Yeah, they usually. I hear. Who did they say that from?
It says Rashi.
One second. Mm-hmm. Rava and his sons were Kohanim. Rashi the Chulin. You know, Rashi and therefore the Iyun Yaakov. Rashi just says that they were Rashi over somewhere else says that they were Kohanim.
So the Iyun Yaakov is saying that's Pshat over here. Yeah. Okay. That's a nice Pshat. That's definitely easier to say. But I'll tell you, it says also that a Giyoras has is as if they don't. You don't have to view their. You don't have to view their. It's like exactly they're born new. So. They're looking, and they don't have any connection to their previous family. So I'll just tell you a psak I gave. You could disagree with it or agree with it, but I had somebody who married a Giyoras, and her parents and grandparents all had cancer. Biological parents and grandparents all had cancer. So we know that cancer does run in the family, usually. So the guy was very scared. Like, should he? So I said, nope. A Giyoras is as if she's born anew, and she has no connection to that family, and therefore, I don't see any biological. You don't see any biological. She's born anew. You don't see any biological connection, and there's nothing to worry about. Now, if I was Rav Chaim Kanievsky, I'd have a bit more faith in my words, but There is a Gemara, by the way, I forget where it is, I think it's in Soita, that says that people run to marry Giyoras. But I think that Gemara means that they run to marry Giyoras more than Shifcha Charufas, not that they run to marry Giyoras Stam. I think that's what it means. Well, what do they say? They bring it down?
Just in Horios.
In Horios, sorry.
In the back they tell, they speak about it.
I think that's the explanation. I don't think Pshat is that the people run to marry Giyoras over, I think it's over Shifcha Charufas they run to marry Giyoras. Vigidami Aramis Mamish, there are those that say that it means Aramis Mamish. It means simple pashat. Don't sit on an Armenian woman's bed. Umishim, why not? Because there was once a story that happened. Umishim Mais the Rapapa. There was a story with the Rapapa. The Rapapa Ozalagabe Aramis. Rapapa went to he was next to an Armenian woman. She brought out a bed for him and she says, Amalai Shev, please sit down. Amalai, no. It looks like a bit lumpy, this bed. I'm not going to sit on it until you show me what's underneath it. They lifted up and they found a dead child there. And she had wanted to implicate Rava in sitting on it. Or Papa, sorry. She wanted to implicate her Papa in sitting on it. So mikan amr chachamim, and from here they say that asur leishav amitas aramis, that it's prohibited to sit on amitas aramis. And a lot of times Chazal do this when they have an unusual story, then they make a gezeira that talks specifically to that story. In other words, they don't expect the story to happen again, but they make a gezeira specifically to that story.
The Euclid story.
Which one? What, with walking behind?
Man and a woman went to bury a child.
Yeah, so, but
sitting. They said that.
Yeah, exactly. Similar stories. They have also other stories about bringing the. Yes, you're right. About bringing the paras chatos on a boat. You can't bring it on a boat because one time they brought the paraduma waters, because one time they brought it on a boat and there was a dead body on the boat. So all boats have dead bodies. Is there a chashash of it? No, but when you have an unusual story like this, so they sometimes make a gazera that talks specifically to that unusual story. And it's also only also on the river that they found it on. It's like, okay. The next one was Va'alta Avru Achir Beis HaKnesses B'Shasha Tzibur Mispalim. Do not pass by a shul at the time that the Tzibur is Mispalim. Misayel Rabbi Yeshua Ben Levi. This is a proof to Rabbi Yeshua Ben Levi. Rabbi Yeshua Ben Levi. Also, Lelo Adam Shi'avar Achir Beis HaKnesses B'Shasha Tzibur Mispalim. It is prohibited to walk behind a shul, in other words, right in front of a shul, when the Tzibur is davening. And Amar Abaya qualifies this. V'lo Yamarin Ela Doleka Pischa Achrina. That's only if you don't have another opening. So people will not see you walking by the only opening and not coming in, because maybe you're walking around. If there's another opening on the other side of the shul, less than about, there's no chashash, because people are not going to suspect you of not walking in. So the problem is, because people are going to see you walking by, and like, hey, where are you davening? So that's also if there's no other shul. If there's another shul, then people are going to say, oh, maybe you're going to the other shul. But if there is another shul, less than about, there's no problem. And this also was only stated, if you're not carrying something, and you're not running, and you're not wearing tefillin. Because if you're doing any of these things, then people understand that, oh, maybe you're hatzala. Anyways, you're wearing tefillin. People aren't going to suspect you of not being a kosher Jew if you're wearing tefillin, or if you're carrying something. They're like, well, I see you obviously started your job much earlier today, and that's why you can't come. But if there is one of these things, less than bad, then there is no problem. So the problem is walking by a shul, and it's the only shul in town during the only minyan in town, and you are not attending.
You say in Hanukkah, when you have the window, there's a chashad in there. But why don't we say there's no chashad? Because we can assume there's another window.
That's a great question. I like it. I don't know. Over there, we see that you suspect even by two windows. Over here, we say, oh, maybe he's. Why here are we being down the kav schos and not there? That's a good question. Yeah. Solid question. I don't know. I have to look it up. Okay. Tanya, Amar Rabbi Akiva, Bishloisha. That's a good one. I should write that one down. Tzorchi and Mechanic, right? Okay. Amar Tanya, Amar Rabbi Akiva, Bishloisha Dvarim and Oyev Ani Es Hamadim. I like the people from Madai. Tzorchi and Mechanic. I love the Madim, the nation of the Madai. Why? Because number one, they have three nice qualities about them. When they cut the meat, they only cut it on a table. They don't cut it on their hands. So, I mean, can you imagine you are praising Americans because the way they cut their meat? Interesting. It's all, I would assume it's something. When they kiss, they only kiss on the hands. I assume this is talking about, obviously, you know, just you meet your friend. You don't give him the maximum you'll do is kiss a hand. And when they give each other advice, in yoyatzin ela basada, they go out to the field because the walls have ears, as Rashi says. Amar v'adav arava ma'ikra. What does it say in the pasuk? Vayishlach Yaakov v'yikari l'Rachel l'Leah v'hasada el tzoyne. As Yaakov sent for Rachel and Leah, and he called them to the field. So when he shmoozed private stuff, he shmoozed in the field. Tanya Amar Amar Gamliel b'shloishet dvarim oyev anis ha-parsiyim. For three things I love the parsiyim. Hein tsunuin ba'achilasin. They're very tsunua in their eating manners and habits. V'tsunuin b'beis ha-kisei. In the bathroom they're tsunuin. And v'tsunuin b'davar acher. And they're tsunuin in their acts of relations. I'm a bit troubled with this. I would have to check it up. Because elsewhere the Gemara says that the manner of the parsiyim is to have relations with clothes on. So I'm not sure why the Chazal is praising that. If elsewhere they say that's not a good thing. I would have to look it up. Ani tzivisi lemukdoshai. I commanded my Hashem is saying I commanded my mukdoshim. What is that? Tanya Rabbi Yosef elu haparsiyim. These are the parsiyim hamukdoshim umuzumanim legehenim, that they are set aside for Gehenim. They are set up for Gehenim. Mukdoshim just means that they are special. So they're set up and special for Gehenna. So so the pasuk is saying over there that I called them to destroy this other nation, but I called them to destroy Bavel. So it's Hashem is saying, who did you call? The Mukdashim, who's that? It's the Persim, they're Mukdash for Gehenim. Rabban Gamliel, Rabban Gamliel says, I'm Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel, Halacha Rabban Gamliel. So this is quoting the Mishnah, this is back to the Mishnah. Rabban Gamliel says that you're allowed to read it the entire night. And says, Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel, Halacha follows like a Rabban Gamliel. Tanya, Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai Amar, Pa'amim Sha'adam Kaira Kriya Shema Shtei Pa'amim. There are times that a person could read Kriya Shema back to back, Belaila, Achas, in one night. Once Kodim Shia Al Amar HaShachar, once before Amud HaShachar, and let's say Amud HaShachar is 5 o'clock, so 4:59. V'achas la'achar Shia'al HaShachar, and one at 5:01. The yaitze behen, and he will be yaitze his chiyuvim of Yidei Chavah, say achas shel yom, achas shel laila. He will be yaitze his chiyuv of day and night. So the Gemara says, if you're calling it night, then how is he yaitze his chiyuv of day? If Amud HaShachar is the time period, so then Hagufa Kashi, the Gemara says, Amr, you told me that Pa'amim Sha'adam Kairi Kriya Shema Shtei Pa'amim Balayla. You said a person could read the Kriya Shema twice by night. Alma, what do we see? La'achar Sha'ya'ala Amud HaShachar Le'eliyahu, that after the Amud HaShachar, it's night. V'hadatani, and afterwards you say, Yoitza Ben Yidei Chayva, say, you said that you're Yoitza Yer Chayva, Acha Shal Yoim V'acha Shalayla Yer Chayva. You are Yoitza Yer Chayv for the day, your requirement to read Kriya Shema of the day. Alma, we see from there that Yimamahu, that it is the day. So which one is it? Is the period after Amud HaShachar, after dawn, but before sunrise, is what is that period? Is that period night or day? The Gemara says, La'ilam Le'eliyahu. It is considered nighttime until sunrise. Aye, so how are you Yoitza, your Kriya Shema of the day during that time period? Since there are people who get up at that time, so it is with regards to the Hilchos Kriya Shema, you are Yoitza, your Kriya Shema of the day. Because it says, B'shach b'cha b'kumech. It doesn't say Balayla and by Yoim. It says when you go to sleep and when you get up. So even though it's still the night, but still, since people sometimes get up at that point, you're Yoitza, your Kriya Shema of the day at that point. Amar Vacha, there's a Gemara that says it the other way as well. Amar Vacha, Bar Rabbi Amar Rabbi Shub and Levi. Halacha Karban Shub Ben Yochai, the Halacha follows this psak. Iki Demasni Lahad, Rav Acha, Bar Rabbi Chanina, Ahadar. Those that say this on the following Braisa. Similar but different psak. Tanya Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai, Omer Mishum Rabbi Akiva. Pa'amim, certain times, Sha'adam Kaira Kriya Shema Shtei Pa'amim Bayayim. There are times that a person reads the Kriya Shema twice by day. Achas Koydim HaNetzachama, once before Nates, sunrise. Va'achas La'achar Netzachama, once after sunrise. V'yoytze Be'en Yidei Chavasei Achas Shalayim V'achas Shalayla. And it's Yoytze His Chiyuv, one of day and one of night. So it's the same thing. This period between dawn and daybreak, dawn and sunrise, you're able to be yotzei your Kriya Shema of night also. Just before we said you're able to be yotzei your Kriya Shema of day. Now we're saying you're able to be yotzei your Kriya Shema of night. So the Gemara says, Hagufa Kasha, you're telling me that it's day. Amrit Pam Shadam Kari Kriya Shema Shtei Pam B'yoyim. You say that it's day. Alma Koydim Netzachama, we see that prior to sunrise is day, Yimamahu. V'hadotani yotzei v'eni day chavasei achas shal yom achas shal laila. And then you tell me that you're yotzei your Kriya Shema of night. Alma Laila, we see that it's night. And the Gemara says, La'olam yimamahu. Really, it is the status of day. This is opposite of what we said before, but same idea. V'haydi kar le'laila, this that we call it night, is because, again, it doesn't say read Kriya Shema once by day, once by night. But rather, once when people are getting up, once when people are sleeping. So since there are still people sleeping until sunrise, the ike inchi digani ba'ishaita, since there are people digani that are sleeping at that time, therefore you are yoitze, your Kriya Shema of b'shach b'cha. Amar Rabbi Acha, Rabbi Chanina, Amar Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi, Halacha Rabbi Shimon, Sha'amar Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Kiva, the Halacha follows this psak. Amar Rabbi Zera, Ubavad Shaloy Amar Hashkivenu. At that point though, you might want to daven, but you can't say Hashkivenu anymore.